What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 11 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, The Lord is My Chosen Portion. Willem van Germeren said, "The words portion and cup are metaphors for God's sustenance. The psalmist is not afraid, for God gives what he has allotted to his loyal servant. The psalmist rejoices in the bounty of God's goodness to him. But his joy is not first and foremost in God's gifts, but in the Lord himself." Our text for today is Psalm 16, 1 through 6. "Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance." Some thoughts on today's reading. This psalm is entitled A Miktam of David. John Phillips explains this reference as follows. It is a miktam psalm. Six psalms bear this description, all of which were written by David and all of which were written during the time of David's rejection. The other five are Psalms 56 through 60. The word miktam has been explained in various ways. Some think it comes from a word meaning to engrave or sculptured writing. Applied thus, the thought would be that here something is preserved that should never be forgotten. Interestingly enough, each of the miktam psalms preserves the thought of resurrection. Others say the word means a golden psalm. Miktam suggests that this psalm was one of David's golden meditations, dealing with truth so significant that it should be preserved forever, although originally a personal, private meditation. David Guzik adds the following. Miktam is related to a word meaning to cover. Since the psalms with this title are written from times of peril, some think the idea is of covering the lips in the sense of secrecy, as if this were a secret or silent psalm given in a time of crisis. This is a wonderful psalm relating how David found the secret of contentment and great gladness even in pressing times, and also speaks powerfully of Jesus and his work for us. Psalm 16, 1 through 6 is a profound meditation on trusting God and finding joy in God's presence. The psalmist begins with a heartfelt plea for divine protection, expressing an unwavering reliance on God as the ultimate refuge. The opening verse highlights a deep awareness of vulnerability and the recognition that true safety is only found in a relationship with the Creator. The acknowledgement of God as a safe haven establishes the tone for the entire passage, emphasizing the psalmist's belief that reliance on God is paramount in a world filled with crises and uncertainties. As the psalm continues, David reflects on the blessings derived from a life devoted to God. The declaration, "I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, apart from you I have no good thing," in verse 2, illustrates the psalmist's understanding that all goodness and satisfaction comes from God. This proclamation shifts the focus from external circumstances to an internal sense of contentment rooted in faith. The mention of the saints and the excellent ones in verse 3 suggests a community aspect of faith, where the psalmist finds joy and companionship in the company of those who also revere God. This reinforces the notion that true joy is found not only in personal devotion, but also in shared faith experiences. Psalm 16, 5 through 6 conveys a sense of hope and anticipation for the future. In verse 5, David states, "The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot." Describing God as my portion signifies that David sees God as his greatest treasure and the most significant part of his life. My cup portrays abundance and fulfillment. In Scripture, a cup often represents one's lot in life or experiences. So, combined with, you hold my lot, David expresses that every experience he faces is in the hands of Almighty God. So God oversees our lives, and we can trust him with whatever comes our way. In verse 6, the imagery of lines have fallen for me in pleasant places reflects a deep appreciation for the blessings in life, suggesting that the psalmist sees God's provision in all aspects. By affirming that God has given him a beautiful inheritance, the psalmist emphasizes an eternal perspective that transcends temporal struggles. When a believer places themselves in God's sovereignty and goodness, it culminates in a profound joy that arises from a steadfast relationship with him. Psalm 16, 1 through 6 epitomizes the journey of faith, which requires an ongoing reliance on God, a celebration of his goodness, and a hopeful anticipation of his promises. Some questions to consider. Why would the Psalms from David's most difficult trials be considered golden and covered? How can Psalm 16 encourage your trust in God to stay consistent no matter what circumstances you face? How would you describe the importance of David's words found in verse 5? The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. Thanks for joining us today.